Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, Michelle, did you hear our conversation yesterday about playing Monopoly?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so yesterday we had a conversation about like going on date night to dinner and then making sure you don't eat too much so you could still go home and play, you know, Monopoly. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So Monopoly was our code word. What I realized, too, there were people that actually hit me on Instagram, a couple people text, and that just didn't get it. They didn't pick. They're like, why would you need to save room to play board games? Like, why would you be too full? Like, they just didn't get it that it was a code word, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a family show, so we try to keep it clean, which is why I think we need more code words for things. So my question to you is, do you have any code words for certain things? It could be adult time, but it also could be like going to the bathroom or, I don't know, getting out of a social situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, I have to take a meeting.
A meeting? Is that, that's for a bathroom break?
Yeah.
Number two, obviously?
Yes.
I got two meetings.
Yes.
The number two, I know there's other people that have used ones like I need to log out.
Good one. I will say bananas. That means like I'm getting out of here, or like I can't stand this, or something's wrong and I've got to go.
Oh, okay. So do you have to work the word bananas into a sentence, or are you just yelling bananas like a safe word? Bananas!
No, it's just bananas.
You gotta go. Gotta get out of here. And you can work that in too. If something's like, you know, people always respond to stories like, oh, that's crazy. You can be like, oh, that's bananas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So you can work it in. That's a great one. Yep. I don't want to be in this social situation anymore. I've had enough.
That's it.
Perfect. All right. What other code words do we got? Allie in Bloomingdale, you got a code word for what?
Me and a bunch of the girls, when we were around the children, when we were talking about our bedroom stuff,
mm-hmm.
we would use making cookies.
Making cookies. That's dangerous, though, with kids, because kids want to be involved in that. They want to lick the spoons, and that has a whole different meaning.
Well, it actually was really funny, because that was why we had to change it, because one of the children went running up to us, we want to make cookies.
Right,
and
right.
Like, oh, we can't talk about that anymore.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Kathy in Park Forest, what's your code word for what?
Well, actually, it was my mother's code word,
mm-hmm.
was that they were going to the library, and I thought to myself, what are you going to the library
yeah,
for?
Yeah, you got to use something believable. Ain't nobody going to the library anymore. Yeah, hold on. We're going to work on our Dewey Decibel system. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure, I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's not every day I get to say Dewey Decibel system on the radio. Bobby in New Lenox, what's your code word?
Chaka, chaka. For adult time.
Chaka, chaka.
Chaka, chaka.
Like, work it into a sentence for me, Bobby. Go ahead.
And say, hey, Bobby, you chaka, chaka last night?
Oh, gotcha. So it's not subtle at all. Fair.
No, not subtle at all. Not at all.